Hey Frank, what's up, man?
Yeah, a whole lot. Hey, listen, you know what? Look, before the applications can start flooding in, we gotta have the cheat sheet because I gotta talk with all my guys, remember? So they know the protocol.
Actually, I wanted to speak to my credit analysts about that too, because as far as larger size deals, I have a pretty good idea. Anything under $50,000, all I really need is the application, 3 months of bank statements, and just an invoice, or at least an idea of approximately how much the unit's going to cost. Anything above that, I'll probably need 2 years of business taxes, profit and loss interims, 3 months of bank statements. So it's a little bit of a different animal, but I mean, as far as now goes, if you have any applications, I can contact the client and get what I need until there's more of a platform, because I want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Because
Go ahead, you want to make sure?
I just want to make sure with my underwriter exactly what he's going to be looking for, so they're all on the same sheet of music, you know what I mean?
Okay, no problem. So again, what you just stated to me, if you can break that down to us, because again, remember, my guys have clients already, but they're like, okay, Frank, well, what do we do? What's the process? What's the protocol? You see what I'm saying? So that's why I said yesterday, look, give us a cheat sheet, and it can be two sheets, one for below 50,000, one over 50,000. That way, when they go to their guys, they can say, okay, hey guys, here's what we need, blah, 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 blah. Boom,
Yeah,
it's done. But
if you can
we
get your
can't
guys to
move
collect
until we know.
documents in front, because a lot of my vendors don't do that. I'm the one that has to go chase these people around. And that would be huge, because that's just going to streamline everything too. Hey, and I wanted to
There you
let you know
go.
too, we can include taxes on the loan, we can include installation fees on the loan, and we can include training on the loan. So if you guys have like a little, if you guys do training, if you just charge for training for the business owner to know how to, run the system themselves, and that's a little side class you do after the installation or whatever, you can add that onto the invoice as well, and it just increases the loan amount a little bit, you know?
No, yeah, oh, see, there you go, using a noodle, brother, using a noodle. Hey, that's great. That's absolutely great because, yeah, we're going to be doing all of that. So I think where it lies right now, which is perfect timing because you're up. Remember, my main guy, the CEO of the hybrid system, he's in Hawaii, and right now they're 3 hours
3 hours
behind us, so
behind, yeah.
it's only, what, 4 o'clock in the morning there? So
Yeah.
this is perfect. So here's what's going to happen. I can tell you exactly. Put together those cheat sheets, 150 and under, and 50 and over. When he
Okay.
gets up, you and I are going to call him. Okay, you're going to tell him, hey, boom, this is the protocol. As a matter of fact, no, what I'm going to do better, I'm going to set a call that all my leaders will get on. Okay, you will then call, say, okay, I'm going to introduce you, and you say, okay, guys, here we go, boom, boom, boom. So you don't have to explain this a million and one times. So I'm going to send this out to my leaders. Okay, and I'm gonna set it. Let me see here, 10 o'clock. Let me see, it'll be 7 o'clock. He's usually up. I think I'm gonna set it. How about 11 o'clock our time?
Perfect. Yeah, that works. I think I'm gonna go bust out a quick workout here at the gym in my condo. I'm just gonna get on the elliptical for like half an hour, and then hopefully my underwriter or my credit analyst will get to me by then. Otherwise, I'll talk to a few other senior reps that have done larger loan sizes with some of these syndicates. Because most of my average loan size is usually around 30 to 40 thousand. And I think in this case, if we get a business owner that gets two of these units, it's going to be, at least 60,000 plus right there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we're going to
Exactly.
be over that threshold.
And if they get the arrays, the solar panels, boom, we're way over 60,000.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I can definitely add up. I'm going to call those two companies too that I know that'll do residential today, and just kind of get a feel for them, and then I can give you some feedback. What I'd like to do, if I can, is maybe have them hire me as a 1099 contractor for them as well. That way, everything can go through me, residential and.
Bingo.
So that way, we can
Bingo.
figure something out. But
Monopolize, man. Monopolize.
I'll try. I just don't know. I have loan experience. I just don't think they're gonna hire some random dude for 1099 purposes. And I mean, if I were them, I would, because I'm gonna bring them a lot of business. But otherwise, they're probably gonna want to capitalize on it. And I haven't heard back from that lady yet, so I'm pretty much in the water as far as that goes. She,
Okay, cool. No, like I said, I give you first dibs at that, so that's cool. But again, the first thing that we've got to accomplish is the cheat sheet, brother, because that is going to give us a streamlined guidance. of how to put everything in process. So that way, here's what I'm going to do. Once you do that streamline of, hey, 50 below, over 50, send it over to me, all right, PDF form. When we have a conference, the date 11, what I would do is say, okay, guys, here we go. We're going to have this conference to tell you the process of how we're going to submit these applications so everybody is on the same channel. Give everybody a chance once you explain everything. And, you know, we'll do a Q&A after. Once everybody says, okay, Frank, we got it, we're good. Okay, by the way, everything he talked about, we already have, the cheat sheets. I'm emailing this to everybody right now. As a matter of fact, I have my tech guy put it up in the website in the back end because everybody can log in the back office, and boom, they have it. So then, boom, everybody's got it. They can print it out and then start submitting it because we went through it. They got their questions, answers, and then they got the cheat sheets to remind them. Boom, now it's on.
Awesome. Yeah, let me, I'm going to actually try to get this information sooner.
Yeah. So that's the first step, brother, because without that, we can't submit nothing because they don't know what the hell to do.
Well, honestly, I'll get a cheat sheet. But, for now, I can do the footwork to get...
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is it can be overbearing for you. I'm just saying regardless, we need structure because if we don't have structure, it's going to be chaos. And that I don't want.
Well, there'll be a little bit at first, but yeah, no, absolutely. To streamline it initially is...
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be some at first. You know, you and I know that, but we can minimize that is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Yeah, let me see what I can do.
Okay.
I will get back to you ASAP, buddy.
Okay, no problem, man.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye. All right, thanks, bye. Remember, put 11 o'clock on your calendar.
It's on.
All right, cool. I'm going to send out this text message to my guys right now and let them know that we have a conference, very important, VIP call at 11.
Awesome. Okay, and in the meantime, I'll definitely have a cheat sheet written up by then.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.